Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Security force just showed up at Rebecca's farmhouse. No doubt they're looking for me. Just going out there now to try to hold them off. It's Arlen. Same lawman who shot that slougher last night. He brought a deputy. I'm trapped in this barn. There's no way I can get past them both.
Allie?
Morning, Mrs. Clark.
So is Arlen ever getting out of that truck, or does he need some assistance?
He's just taking his morning pills. A lot of them.
Ah, makes sense. So when did you join up?
It was the only thing I could find after Maple's closed.
Right. Well, don't you start on any of that nano junk, you hear me?
Nah, deputies aren't allowed to mod anyway. Just Arlen.
Arlen is getting out of his car. I could see his muscles bulge out of his shirt. Veins in his neck. These are telltale signs of a nanomod.
Rebecca Clark. Hope you're not giving my new deputy any trouble.
Not at all. What brings y'all out so early? Want some coffee? Actually, coffee's all I have, so...
I'm afraid this ain't a social call. I saw a couple of sloughers walking the field last night.
Is that right?
Yeah, up to no good, I'd wager. And we cleared out that cesspool under the overpass, so figured there might be some stragglers. Feed picked up one of them coming this way.
A slougher did come through. Needed power, so he's helping me out in the barn.
This barn here?
Only one I got.
Well, I'd like to meet him. You know, make sure he's getting where he's supposed to be.
You don't have to do that.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. Allie, wait here. Make sure nobody slips out the back.
Yes, sir.
Well, what do we have here?
Oh, he's just helping me get this old auger working again.
Let the man speak for himself. You're first gen.
That's right.
You've seen action.
Some.
Boy, you look like you're being shot up, blown up, and just plain ran over. You know, it was a time that a soldier got hit, he stayed down. Then Uncle Sam started patching you boys up and sending you back in.
The way he's looking me up and down, I've seen it before. He's adding up how much he could sell me for, piece by piece.
Prosthetic arm, both legs. What were you? Logistics, transpo.
Remote ops.
Neural implant. That's very old school. Well, thank you for your service, soldier.
It's quite a grip. Son of a bitch is lighting up my pain receptors.
We had a little incident last night at an illegal encampment a few miles back. You didn't happen to be there.
No, sir.
Suppose not, huh? What happened to your friend? If I'm not mistaken, there was two of you.
He must have me confused with someone else. He knows I'm lying. Now he's just deciding what to do about it.
Arlen? Why don't we let him finish up and be on his way?
I want to see him in action.
You want to see what in action?
Remote ops, right? Isn't that what you said? So show me.
Oh, come on. Is that really necessary?
As head of security, it's my duty to make sure these drifters don't come through taking more than they're owed.
From the looks of it, this auger hadn't so much as turned on since Cabal Christmas. If I'm walking out of this barn on my own, I better make something happen. Access remote panel.
John Deere, tractor model RE-2929, running diagnostic.
Software on this thing's ancient. When was the last time it ran?
Not since the war, probably.
Well, remote ops, I guess you got your work cut out for you.
Bastard wants me to fail. No, I'm not about to give him the satisfaction. There's so much broken code in here. The older the machine, the more vestigial crap to wade through.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
He's right. It's not. But I was trained to fix vehicles while being shot at. I'll be damned if I can't do it now.
How? You fixed it?
Hey, I just cleaned these. Turn that damn thing off.
Can't say that I was an accident getting dirt on his fresh white britches. Smile on Rebecca's face tells me that she enjoyed it too.
Yeah, well, just keep the dirt in the ground. And get on out of here once it's done.
Always a pleasure to see you, Arlen.
Yeah, well, we have one more thing to discuss. The deferred payment we agreed to.
You said the 7th. That's not till Tuesday after next.
Just making sure you remembered. Because I'd hate to see you lose this beautiful farm of yours.
Huh. Like Yelena Kovic.
You heard about that, huh?
It's a small town. Word gets around.
Well, she has no one to blame but herself.
What about the bullet in her leg?
An unfortunate escalation.
Right. Don't worry, Arlen. You'll get your money.
I will. One way or another. And if you have any more trouble with that slaffer, you give me a holler, okay? I'm always nearby. Let's go, deputy.
Modded bastard!
Didn't have to do that. Lie to the law like that.
Yes, I did. You don't know Arlen.
Not sure I'd want to.
Well, just the same. You might want to get onto that VA once you're able. You showed him up pretty good with that auger.
Paid for it, too. Just about drained me.
New stack can't come soon enough, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Can barely hold a charge, it's so decayed.
So how many VAs you been through looking for one?
This'll be my 9th.
9th? And you're sure this one has it?
That's what they told me, the last one.
All right, well, let's get you on your way. You got enough juice to make it?
Should be.
Okay. Well, I'll see you out then.
Thank you for the kindness, ma'am.
You want a lift? I gotta go into town anyway.
I'm happy to walk.
Come on, let me get my keys.
Fixing the sink, yeah, I'm fixing the sink. For the 47th time, I'm fixing the sink.
Where are my keys?
Mama, I don't know how many more times I can pass this thing.
Carly, don't wipe your hands on the good towel. Use one of these old ratty ones.
They're all ratty old ones, Mom.
My keys?
I hung them up behind the door. Was someone here?
What is that?
A guitar?
Yeah, I see that. Where did it come from?
I bought it. With my own money.
You... Carly! How do I make it clear to you that we are flat broke? Now, I know you miss your dad. If I could buy you a guitar, I would.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know where I'm going right now? I am on my way to leverage what little collateral we have left in order to save this farm.
I'll take it back.
I can't do this alone.
I know. I'm sorry. That was selfish.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond. and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
That is Mabel's on your right. Best cornbread in town. Used to have, anyway.
Why'd it close down?
Well, no one's eating out anymore. Can't afford to. You can thank Chemigrove for that. And Arlen.
When did he start injecting?
That obvious, huh?
Stiff gait, taut skin. Even the look in his eye, you can tell.
He got his first injections about 2 years ago. Guess who's been paying the upkeep ever since?
So, how's the shakedown work?
Well, after the cops pulled out, Arlen became head of security. So, he's running things now. Collects fees from the farms, all the while lining his pockets with Chemigrow Green.
I passed one of the irrigation huts last night. What are they doing here?
Those crops you passed? That's Chemigrow soy. The only, and I mean only thing that grows in 100-mile radius.
Is that what's in this bag? Soybean plants.
Now, look closer at the leaf.
I'll be damned. Those suits got their logo imprinted on the leaves.
Mm-hmm. And if that ain't the saddest metaphor for the state of American agriculture, I don't know what is.
They poison the soil so nothing else will grow?
Yep. The seeds release a bacteria, so nothing else can root. We have no choice but to buy their seeds and grow their soy. And they are, of course, the biggest contributor to the CPA, and
Arlen.
He takes a cut from everyone. But lately, he's been asking for more.
Those anti-rejection drugs aren't cheap.
And he bilks us dry to pay for it. Half the town up and left. Nothing to stick around here for. So you get them all at one time?
Neural implant I got when I enlisted. Lost my arm to an RPG. Legs came later.
Any family?
Not anymore.
All right, well, this is as far as I go. VA's just another couple blocks down. Can't miss it. Good luck to you, Emmett.
Thank you, ma'am. You as well.
Okay. One thing at a time.
Welcome to BB&R. My name is Allo, your AI assistant. How may I help you today?
Sorry, Allo. Afraid I need a human's touch today.
Rebecca, is that you? Nice to see a real person for a change.
Tell me about it. Those things ever shut up?
Ugh, I wish. Unplugged them once and Regional was ringing me out before I got back to my desk. What can I do you for?
I need that check. Today.
That shouldn't take long. Let's get you squared away. Denied. Hold on, that can't be right.
No, it was already approved. See?
Yeah, I remember. Just hang on. I'll figure this out. Huh. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry, Rebecca. Risk management denied the loan.
I've been banking here for 20 years. Call them.
Them? There is no them. Since that blockchain fund bought us out, it's all done by algorithm now.
So much for personal banking.
Truth is, they're letting me go, too. By next month, this entire place will be fully automated.
Oh, my... Mitchell, I'm sorry. I had no idea.
They call it progress. I call it getting fired.
VA's boarded up, just like the last ones. Can't say I'm surprised.
Looks like we're both coming up empty today.
It's not a problem. Next VA's in Foam Lake.
Well, that's a haul and a half. You got some place you can charge up?
I'll find some place to hole up.
You can sleep in the barn, okay? Start fresh in the morning.
I can't ask you to do that.
You didn't.
And I can't pay you.
I know.
But I'd appreciate it.
It's the least I can do. But, just so you know, I sleep with a shotgun.
Duly noted.
Broken Road is executive produced by Jacob Pinion and E.J. Kalunas. Directed by Ron Newcomb. Starring Lana McKissick, Peter Shinkoda, Manu Bennett, and Indiana Masala. Please visit recursor.tv/Broken Road for more information.
All work, no play. Fix this junk.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Please try to get some sleep tonight.
I've been trying to sleep all week. Nothing helps.
You could try a sleep sound.
No, thanks. You've had enough nightmares for the both of us.
Let me go! Come on. The medication has nothing to do with that. I haven't had a bad dream in ages.
Ever since your highly problematic affair in Idaho?
Oh my god. Never stop. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened?
Well, you still haven't told me who you're bringing to graduation.
Oh. Your heart is racing.
How can you tell?
You're lying on top of me.
What if I don't want anyone else to know yet?
And it wasn't a bad dream?
I don't know.
Christopher, you know.
Can't you appreciate that I'm trying to help you here?
Thanks for the pills, Lils.
Dreamers, Season 2 by Broken Crown Productions. Tune in weekly wherever you listen to podcasts.